Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Ricky.
And I'm Sarah, and we're your co-hosts.
And we're back!
Just before the new year.
Yes, just before the new year, after the holiday break. We really wanted to get this out because we have so much we need to say.
Oh my God.
The
holidays. We want to wrap up 2021 and we want to start 2022 fresh and we want it to be a whole new thing. So we want to look back and reflect and
wipe the slate clean.
Yes. Do you know my mother has a superstition? My mom's not a superstitious person. So this is really interesting. She always says on New Year's Eve, you have to take out all, she empties all the garbages in the house. She cleans out the fridge. She gets rid of everything so that you don't bring last year's garbage into 2022. It's a weird thing.
And
I kind of started doing that. I empty out all the garbages. I take everything out because it's just like a weird, I don't clean out my fridge. I'm not that hardcore, but like, cleaning out all the garbages so that you wake up and everything is new and fresh. I'm like, I like that.
I really like that. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do that this year. And also, you know, I should say that we really just want to connect, you and me. I feel like we haven't really talked for so long. Probably.
I know.
When? I don't even know.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I mean, so, we send each other messages. Like, I feel like I'm always. Yeah.
Yes, we are definitely updating each other on Messenger. So that's
good. And
roasting
good. People on Instagram. So
yes, like that is our main thing. Just don't. You know what? Word
don't
to the wise.
Don't
piss us off on Instagram. Don't go weird on us. Don't get too thirsty or else the wrath of Rick will come out.
Yeah.
Screen grabs.
Don't do unforgivable.
If you notice someone took a screen grab of your story, it's probably Sarah or me.
Oh my God, this is so bad. None of our listeners, we love all of you so much. You're all friends in our eyes. Until you're not.
Until you make one wrong move. Yes. You know, I've made so many ridiculously wrong moves in my life. That's why I can do this, because I've been there.
Absolutely. I'm like, hello. I've posted so many stories on like drunken nights out, and the next morning I'm like, what?
Yes.
And they are coming down at like 7 a.m. to get them off, get any type of.
I can judge because I have been judged.
I like that. Totally.
So tell me about your holiday. What did you get for Christmas? What did you get for Christmas?
I can't even tell you. The funny thing is I can't even tell you what I gave for Christmas because I haven't given all my Christmas presents yet.
Oh.
To a lot of my friends back here, here in Calgary. So I'm back in Calgary. I was in Ontario and now I'm back in Calgary. But I haven't given a lot of my friends a Christmas present. So I can't even say what it is because I don't know. If we put this out tomorrow, which is the 30th, I still don't even know.
Okay.
So I can't tell you what I've given people, but I can tell you what I've gotten, which...
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like everyone was so generous as always and great. So I had a little, you know, before numbers got out of control very early in the month, I had like a small gathering here, a little open house. And so people dropped off some stuff, and, you know, wine and treats and snacks. Like everyone brought some really great little hostess gifts, which was so nice. And then I got the Our Place dishes, which I highly recommend.
Yes,
my mom bought them for me. So I got the Our Place, like the only pan, which has been so far so great. And then she bought me all new dishes, which I love.
I love those dishes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm really happy with those. And then
did you get the spice color or the white?
The spice color, but it's almost pink, actually.
Pinky
I will
spice.
Say.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost pink. It's not, Peachy. I was actually surprised by how pink they are. So, but I mean, great for me. So I was happy.
Very good. Very good.
And then I got a beautiful wool sweater, like a wool mohair. No, I don't know, kind of wool. Black. Of course, it was black. Beautiful wool sweater for my mom for Christmas, too. And then just like, you know, a lot of my Sage stuff, some of my beauty products, like all that kind of stuff. And then I also got an espresso machine.
Yes,
which is so nice. So I have an espresso, but mine is very old. It's like 12 years old. And it has those original little pods and just does espresso. And honestly, it was kind of on its way out the door.
Right.
I feel like 10, 12 years for a coffee maker is pretty good.
Awesome. For sure. It is.
Yeah.
And it's still working, actually. Like you could have kept it maybe another year or so. Yeah.
I could have, but yeah, it's a good word to the wise though, of like really taking care of your stuff and doing the maintenance on it. Because I look at how like, it was just like looking dated. There was caught, like I hadn't, once you kind of get things like stained and sort of,
yeah,
they're hard to
go back.
Keep
yeah.
clean, right?
Yeah, it is.
So it's like, I need to be, one of our friends, we have a mutual friend, I think I can, yeah, our friend Katie. I feel like she's so good at like taking care of things.
Yes,
like,
of course.
She's so good at like repairing her clothes.
She's meticulous.
And, like,
yes.
She really is. And you get so much more life out of things. And that's actually one of my goals for 2022 is to take
I like that.
Better care of my stuff. Like I feel like I'm very, what's the word for me? Not careless. That's not the right word.
No. Like laissez-faire with your,
yeah.
with your yeah. belongings. Like, well, you know, I'll just yeah. buy new. You know,
yes.
happy to buy new. But honestly, like dry cleaning, repairing, all that type of stuff, whatever it is, whatever the recommended maintenance is, say for Nespresso might have been those deep cleans every
descaling,
whatever. Yep. You know what I mean? It really does go a long way. And you're buying, and it makes sense as you age, you know, whatever, as you buy better quality stuff, you are going to want to take care of that stuff. You are dropping lots of money. I know that you did. You texted me from Anthropology.
I did spend $700 in Anthropology on a Monday night, you guys. Like,
just a Monday night? Just went in there.
I just blacked out. Funny enough, though. Sorry?
Well, it's like your wallet fell out and they charged everything that you had.
It's like when I lost my debit card in Bridgeland and like basically spent, someone went on a shopping spree. I'm like, I swear this was me. But I'm pretty sure the bank would believe, they were like, no, this is believable. This bitch is up to
that one they were believing.
This checks out.
So yeah, what did you get there again?
Oh my God. So I went, it was so funny because I was just at the mall on a Monday night. And I was just like in a really weird mood. I was kind of grumpy and I just was having like a rough Monday. And so
you needed retail therapy. Yes.
I'm going to do a little Christmas shopping. I'm going to get a head start on my Christmas shopping. Bought zero Christmas gifts and walked out of there having spent like $1,000. Like, I don't know what I was doing, but I was just like, I don't care. And it was funny because I was in Nordstrom looking at myself in the mirror. And then all of a sudden I saw this like, this woman like creeping up behind me, and it was my friend Steph, and I was like, oh my God, hey. And so she was there, and she was like, let's just go, like she had to go return something, so we go and we're just like stopping stores on the way. I bought this jacket, oh it's really great, I didn't send you a photo, of this green sort of like puffer kind of little bit like long bomber, like a long line bomber. Oh my God, I love it, from Evernew, which is like a women's Australian store. And I've never bought anything from there, and I got that jacket and I love it. So I got that. And then I bought something else and it's escaping me now. I can't remember what it was, but it was something else kind of like expensive and frivolous. It'll come to me. And then, I bought a really great blazer from Zara, which I love. Like just a black, you know, I don't have like a black oversized blazer.
It's a staple for sure. Oh my God.
So I bought that. And then we went to Anthro like at like 8:30 and I bought a long velvet gown. So bought like a floor length velvet gown. Don't know where I'm going to wear this.
Yeah, but we have bookmarked this moment. You know that you will wear it one day. That's why you bought it.
I know, I will. And honestly, it's so hard to find like really beautiful, really special like wedding dresses or event dresses when you're looking for them. Like, which was the case when I was going to this wedding in Mexico and left it to the 11th hour and almost got screwed. You know what I mean? Like,
it was stressful.
You have to do it.
Yes.
It was so stressful. And this dress is beautiful. Like, I came out and my friend Steph was like, what? That is so, and it was so beautiful. Like I was like, I can't even take this off. Like I love it so much. I bought that. And then I bought this beautiful floor length robe. Like, it's so over the top. It's just like bright colors, which is so unusual for me. And it's like lots of material and it's to the floor, like flared, just beautiful.
Well, and you know, and like a house robe. Like
it's a house
lingerie robe. See, now that's another thing that I know you just always are on the hunt for. That's something that you know you always want to slip into by default, right? So that's a good purchase.
And I've been wearing it so much. I feel like, and you know, my goal is to be like the mom in Sex Education, Gillian Anderson's character in Sex Education. Well on my way with this robe. Yeah.
Well, and moisturized at home.
Yes. Just walking around in my face masks. Like, that's what I'm going to do for the next 4 days between now and going back to work on Monday. I don't even care. And then I bought this great, like, green leather purse that was sort of, and a lot of this stuff was on sale, let me tell you. I was getting all of this on sale. I didn't pay full price for any of this.
Oh, so the value was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
totally
good.
And it was just like, Yeah, sort of. It kind of, it's like a, it's just a cute little purse, and it looks sort of like, it's kind of got like fanny pack going on, but not really. Yeah, it's really great. I love this bag. And then I did buy this like black, the only functional, actual, practical thing that I bought was this red and black silk wrap dress. I sent you a photo of it. Yes. I actually sent that back. That was actually the most expensive thing. That was the biggest dent of the money I spent at Anthro. So I can't say I actually spent it because I ended up taking that dress
back. You took that one back because we were thinking maybe in that category you could use that money and get like a Dion von Furstenberg wrap dress, or maybe one day here when you come visit me, you can find like there is everything here, Sarah. Like good time shopping. And I even sent you a picture of the J. Crew outlet that I know, RIP J. Crew outlet in Canada in Edmonton. Yep. There is one down here. We'll see.
I'm pretty sure I just sent you the crying face emoji back.
You did. It was just pure tears. It's
like, but, I just want it.
I think, you know what, like some people call maybe shopping and buying a gown on any given night a problem. But I call it optimism because... Because that's an optimist. That's why I like shoppers. That's why I like this, because you're buying for future good times. You're buying for something great. You're buying... You know what I mean? Like with the hope, the promise of tomorrow.
I just got chills. Yes, the forever optimists.
We're forever optimists. We really are. And like even just everything. Like you bought like all this like, I was almost going to let the cat out of the bag for some of your gifts. I'm sorry. But it's all about optimism, right? Like it's all about good times ahead. And there you go. So that's what I like about it.
I love that. You're right. I remember when I bought that, like, I know I've mentioned it, like, referenced it, like, four times. But when I bought that black sequin gown and everyone made fun of me. And then 4 months later, I went to a gala that was old Hollywood themed. And everyone was scrambling. And I was like, oh, no, I have a gown. Thank you.
You know what I'm looking at right now in my closet? As I record, I'm looking in my closet at a Hugo Boss tuxedo that I bought.
Yes, I remember. We talked about that tux and the dress together.
Yes, we did. And not only have I not worn it, I've had it in since, and this is almost 2 years ago that I bought it. I've had it tailored, perfectly tailored, still knowing that I will wear this tuxedo and it's going to be the perfect thing to wear. Maybe that's our goal. Let's try and go somewhere that you could wear a tuxedo to when you're here.
Let's do it. I'll bring a gown.
Bring the gown. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll go. It's optimism. I have a tuxedo because I will need it one day.
I love it. And that is, I think I've said this before on the podcast, one of the most stylish people I've ever met in my life was my old publisher at the magazine. And I remember she always said, if you like something, just buy it and you'll find, like, shop for what you like. Don't shop for like your, I mean, I'm probably putting a few words in her mouth, but not necessarily, it's like, if you like it, buy it. You'll find a way, you'll find a place to wear it, right?
She didn't don't make it into a parable.
I definitely made up that up a little bit, but yeah, that was the idea,
yes,
right?
You shop with passion rather than like obligation or need or something like that, because that's going to bring joy, spark joy in your life. If we know anything from Marie Kondo, you should feel everything in your room, in your home.
Yes.
And you should not want to throw it away like Marie Kondo does.
I love that. I am vision boarding for 2022.
I'm too.
I'm like doing that. And that is what's going on my vision board. Like just buying things that you absolutely love, and they can be frivolous and they can be over the top and stupid, but who cares? You'll find a way. So for example, at this holiday party that I had, I was like, you know, everyone was like, what are you wearing? And I had so many pieces in my closet. I have never been this well prepared. It's funny, when I'm going out for dinner on like a random Thursday night, I'm like, I have nothing to wear. But when I'm getting done and I need an outfit, I was like, I have so many. I was thinking, I pulled out my green leather pencil skirt. Remember that skirt that I found at like a vintage shop? And it was like so cheap because it was the leather hadn't been well taken care of. And Lexi's husband buffed it up. And that skirt is stunning. It's like butter. Ugh. I had that. I had a couple like silk slip dresses or slip skirts. But what I forgot I had these amazing black velvet pants that with like a pattern on them that I had bought in like 2019. And I was like, okay, what could I wear these with? I was like looking at tank tops. Then I forgot I had bought a leather bustier. I shit you not. I bought a leather bustier like years ago. from, I think it's from Aritzia. And I just was like, I want this. I don't know where I'm going to wear this. Yep. I just want it. Never worn it. It was seriously like 4 years old. I always kept it in my closet. And I was like, I will find this. Put that leather bustier on with those high-let waisted pants. And then I had these massive chandelier, like over-the-top, like sparkler earrings. And I was like, well, I've arrived at my own party.
Oh my God. You know how I can just empathize. I know how good it feels to greet guests in your own home. It's done to the nines, and you look so good and put together. You're like, feel so powerful, or I don't know what it is. Fun. Like, it's just so great. It puts you in such a great mood. I'm so glad.
I know. It was so good. So you're right. I think like the reason you shop is for the future, our future selves too,
exactly.
Right? The people that we know we're
the
going
potential.
To be.
Yes.
God, I love that. We are so wise. How
Why
did we get
are
to
we
be
so
wise?
And like this podcast is supposed to be so surface, but we really cracked into something there. So.
Two glasses of wine. I'm two glasses of wine deep. And I'm like, well, it's like one really big glass, but it kind of counts.
A novelty glass.
Kate, you were messaging me like super late the other night about whiskey smashes. Did you make a whiskey smash? Like what was happened?
There are two parts to this. I bought all the ingredients and I have been making whiskey smashes a lot. But also one of our beautiful listeners was like, I need Sarah's whiskey smash recipe.
Yes.
And that's Kim, who is one of my dear friends. And so they had whiskey smashes and it was a smash.
Was a hit? I know. And I felt bad because my recipe was sort of like, depends how drunk I am when I'm making these.
It's how your wrist is going, right? Yeah. Like it could be just anywhere. And the thing is, we had whiskey smashes together. You're like, needs more this, needs more that, right?
Yeah.
Like you're always improving that smash as we go. But it's so good. Oh my God. I had such a nice, like, drinky kind of cocktail-y holiday. It was just so good in that way. It is weird here because people don't know, I'm in Scottsdale and it's warm, but
yeah,
in just about this week, it's been a little cooler. Like, so it gets down to like 7 degrees, high of 15 every day type of thing. And that feels a lot cooler here. But it's still, you know, it still feels like you want to break out the hot toddies and the smashes and the kind of the stiff drinks, right?
Well, today we reached a high of minus 18 today. So things are turning around.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
Oh my god.
You know, last year I bought that Sandro jacket.
Yes.
And two of them, I guess. I kind of buy one every year. I should buy one this year, but more lightweight. And there was one day I thought, I'm going to wear this. I'm just going to wear it. You know, people are wearing winter jackets. I put it on. I was so hot. So there's really no opportunity for me to wear some of these clothes. It's kind of disconcerting. Yeah.
15 degrees is still...
It's still a little
like
warm.
Like, it's not quite jacket weather.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's got to go into single digits, I would say, to be pulling that off. But, do you know what? Speaking of holiday cocktails, what I majorly failed at this year. So I was trying to find a cocktail to, like, make with eggnog. Okay. I tried every combination, and I was funny because I tested it out on someone, and this poor person was like, "These are horrible."
But isn't
like,
eggnog
what
just
are you doing?
Spiked with rum, and you're good to go?
Okay, but I tried that, and I was like, "Yeah, this is fine." But like, we could elevate this. We could try harder.
Yes.
So I tried so many combinations. At one point, I mixed Di Serrano and eggnog because I was like, this could work.
Yeah, like almond
eggnog. No, it was weird. And then I tried, this was the biggest fail of all time. For some reason, I got in my head that this would be amazing. I was like, oh my God, this was also like six experimental cocktails in. I was like, I'm going to mix. I know it. I've cracked the code. I'm going to mix Di Serrano, espresso vodka, and eggnog. This will be it.
See, you were great until the eggnog came in.
Oh.
Wow, that sounds
bad.
Gross. Wow.
What was I up to? Like, oh my God, I brought shame on my household
that
night.
You could have done Di Serrano with the vodka, with espresso vodka, and a little bit of heavy cream and shaken it. And that might have been nice.
Interesting. Maybe I will try that. Yeah, it was the eggnog was a fail. Oh, and I was using vegan eggnog, so even
God, why?
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
Why
I don't know.
Vegan eggnog anyway?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought this was a whole thing. And you know what I ended up doing? Going to the Ship and Anchor on, again, like a random Wednesday night.
Eggnog,
and
right?
Bought a whole bunch. Yeah, and they have the bottles you can take. So I bought like 3 bottles of their eggnog. And it's for a good cause. And I was like, bought a glass, really chugged it, and then bought 3 bottles and brought them home. And I was like, this is what I will serve people because no one wants my shitty combination.
No, no.
No one wants this. So... anyway, so I'll be doing that. But I'm also working to, now that I have a new espresso, I've been working to perfect my vodka martinis, but I like them with like a little bit of, so I really like them with like rum chata, cold espresso, and espresso flavored vodka, and you shake that up. Yeah, it's really good.
So
it's like a
kind
breakfast
of,
cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's right. It's kind of like, so we've been doing like just straight up dirty martinis with vermouth, vodka, like a Grey Goose, and and big olives with olive juice, and it's been so nice too. But
so
it really
good.
It goes down so smoothly, and it does hit you. It does. It hits me.
It's like a slap in the face. I love it. That's like why I love a whiskey smash. It like sneaks up on you. You don't even realize it because you're basically just drinking 2 shots of whiskey. That's all it is,
really.
That's
what it is.
With
and
a
it's
little bit
so
of lime,
delish.
Lemon. It's so good. Oh my God. Okay. So funny enough, I have to tell you. So I get this Nespresso machine for Christmas, which I'm like so grateful for. Like such a good aunt and uncle for giving me this present.
Oh my God.
But I
was
kind of like,
aunt and uncle. That's so nice.
I was kind of like, how am I getting this thing home? So I was like, okay, I'll just pack it in my carry-on, right? Like it'll be fine. I'll take it in the box.
Yes.
I'll just put it in my big black like leather. I had my like my overnighter with me. So I was like, I'll shove it in here and I'll get it home. No problem. So I flew out of Hamilton, which is like a very small airport. It's
right.
Not even, it's like, it's, we call it the Mount Hope Airport. It's so small. So I was like, okay, this is great. Like it'll be pretty chill to like going through security. So like setting the scene a little bit about the Mount Hope Airport, it's basically, there's one line of security. I'm always afraid that like people that I went to high school with, like definitely have worked at that airport. I've run into them over the years at that airport. And I'm like, but it is so chill there. Like you arrive an hour before your flight, like at most. And that's only if you have to check a bag. If not, you show up whenever you want, basically.
Right.
And it's just, it's so chill. There's like 2 flights going ever, no more than 2 flights ever going out at the same time. You walk out
charming.
Onto the tarmac. Yeah. Like it's so easy. But like when you're going through security, sort of like everyone is watching you, you're kind of like, it's like hyper aware. So I'm like, I get up to security and I was like, you know, I don't like to look, you know, it's a mix of people in this airport. So like I see a lot of pajamas and pillows, which is
my ultimate.
A lot
of wet hair still, yes.
Yeah. You know how I feel about pajamas and pillows. If I see someone boarding the plane with a pillow, I absolutely cannot handle it. Like it is my biggest pet peeve.
I think it's the grossest thing I can think of.
It's disgusting. Yes. And so there's a lot of that vibe going up. But there's also, yeah, like there's a mix of people. But so I always like to look good in an airport. You know, I have this new red wool coat. I have my like a good hat on. I've got my new boots on. Like I'm, you know. And so I'm going through security and I don't even know what I was thinking. They're like, please take out electronics and like computers or like large electronics. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just take out my computer.
Oh no.
Don't think they're like, hey, you have an actual large massive electronic in your bag. I was like super, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm like unloading all my shit, putting my liquids and gels, and I am so judgmental of people who like hold up the lines of security. I am the worst. I'm like, oh my God, these people's first time flying. Like I am such a bitch about it. So meanwhile, I'm like, oh no, I have an entire coffee machine in my bag and I won't tell anyone about this. So I just like put my bag down on the box and it's like going through and I'm like, what is the holdup? And this guy comes over to me with my bag and he's like, ma'am, is this your bag? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you have any electronics in it? And I'm like, yeah, I took my computer out. And he was like, do you have a coffee machine in your bag? He was like, no, do you have what appears to be a coffee
machine? What appears to be a coffee machine?
In your bag? And I was like,
talk about taking your pillow. Yeah. You're taking your own coffee machine.
My
now.
Face was like, yeah, I have. He's like, I was like, yeah, there's an espresso in there. He's like, a what? I'm like an espresso machine? He was like, ma'am, that's a large electronic. That's going to, if you're, and then he was like, if you're going to travel with a coffee machine, like, you have to take it out. I'm like, okay, I'm not, like, commonly traveling with a coffee maker, this giant coffee machine. This, like, isn't, like, something I'm just, like, taking
person.
So all these people are watching me, and these, like, people are behind me, like, and this other guy comes over, and because I could hear them talking, and I heard him be like, I think it's a, like, I could hear them whispering, and now I'm like, oh my God, he was like, that's a coffee machine, and the other guy was like, what? So I was that person, and they had to, like, rip everything out of this bag. Oh. Anyways, I had to repack a coffee machine in my carry-on airport, like, at this. Anyways, so just a casual.
What a hassle. But, like, it's true. You don't think.
So worth it, but.
You're not thinking of a coffee machine being in that, included in that. It's always your laptop. No. It's just your laptop.
Here are my liquids. Here's my laptop. Like, what do you need? Like, what is your problem? Let's go. I'm like, I even took off my boots. They're above the ankle. I know the drill, people. Like, what is the holdup? Who is holding up this line?
I love that you were mad at someone else for this. Like, you were holding yourself up.
Stop. Oh, man. Anyways, so if you're going to travel with your own coffee maker, just make sure you take it out at security. And then having to watch it go down. Like, they had to take it out and watching it, like, on the conveyor. I was like, that's me.
Oh, my God. And I love that people were talking about you about it, too. Like, you are the news of the day. The reason why they're all there is for easy. Yes, for an easy experience until Sarah arrives. Well, hopefully never again.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. Still a great gift. I stand by it. That was an amazing gift. But, yeah, hilarious getting it back through security. So that was that. Oh. But anyways, what about you? What did you get? I haven't even asked you. I'm like, what did you get for Christmas?
I really didn't get that much. So, my mom and her husband, Lauren, had to cancel their trip coming out. Oh, so we didn't get to do a lot of the things we were going to do and some gifty stuff and everything, which is fine. But Matt got me, like, a new running outfit, which is really very nice.
And
then he got our wedding picture framed in a beautiful frame with, like, and printed, like, maybe 8x10 or something like that. And it's really beautiful. It's very elegant looking. And it was just so gorgeous. My one brother sent me money. Like, I don't know. It was so weird. But great.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate gift.
It's hard. Well, it's hard to, I guess, kind of give gifts cross, you know, cross border and everything. So that's what happened there. And so it was, you know, relatively low key gift Christmas this year.
But Matt
and I have treated ourselves.
I was going to say, I know you've been buying yourself a lot of gifts, so...
We have been buying...
No judgment, but... Yeah,
there's no shortage of gift buying for ourselves here. And we do recognize that, like, both of him and I are like, we lack for nothing. All that we're going to do at Christmas is some element of surprise, you know what I mean? But we just buy everything that we want. So I got him this gorgeous Ralph Lauren kind of overshirt. Super nice,
that.
Sarah. It was so great. It was a big hit.
Can't wait to see him in it.
Yes. Yes. Really good. And then, like, a Lululemon hoodie, which was good. But that's all. Like, we are very, As we'll get into our hits and misses for 2021, you'll see why Matt and I didn't need to go overboard with gifts. So should we jump in, like,
should
on hits
we?
And misses? Should we just kind of go tit for tat type of thing and, like, just hit? I am low on misses. I might think of one as we're going, but
Casey,
I was just gonna say
Ricky and I were doing this theme together. Sorry, that we were just like, we could not get that timing right. Sorry,
yeah, no,
I was just
going
to say, we are, so when we were talking about the theme, we were talking about the highs and lows. We were like, okay, let's go, like, highlights of the year, lowlights of the year, like, what we loved. But, like, let's bring, obviously, shopping. But we both could not think of a lot of misses.
No.
And I'm like, okay, is this because we're so good at shopping that there's not a lot of misses? Or have we just, like, blocked them out? I kind of think it's the latter.
I have blocked a lot of misses out because, first of all, I didn't take any misses with me to Scottsdale, so they're not in my life. I was looking around the house.
Can't
and
see
like,
them.
I can't see it, right? So I can't remember. And then, and then actually in general, though, I kind of lowered my amount of shopping last year in a weird way because we knew we were moving, right? So
you
I didn't want to bring a lot of stuff. But then we upped a lot of shopping once we were here because we need a lot of stuff. So let's get in it.
Okay.
You go first. What's your first hit?
Okay. So I had to think about this and I was like,
how many do you have?
I'm gonna say,
how many do you have? Just so I know.
Oh, I have maybe like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I have around there and I can group some.
Six, seven. So, okay. Okay. So I didn't want to put these in like ranking them in order. No. I know this is kind of cheating, but I'm going to say this one anyways. My new house. Like, I know I didn't buy this house, but it still hands down was the best thing I did for myself in 2021 in terms of like, you know, it was a new fiscal responsibility for myself, but like how it has like upped my life and all the things that kind of came with it, the new entertaining opportunities I had, the roof, the fun little projects I got, like having an office, like all of it, getting those dinners.
So good.
And just the fun I'm having, just like moving stuff around and styling it, like all day today, I've just been moving stuff around my kitchen. I cannot get this right. Like I can't get the styling right in my kitchen, but I will get there. But it's project.
But it's fun to have because you have a new place.
Yes. So hands down, I know it's a bit of a cheat one, but my house.
No, I don't think it's a cheat because I had put my car down.
That counts.
Right? Like we had a rental car for the first few months, whatever it was. It was too long. It was not fun. And we got like an Audi Q3. We feel like so great driving it every day. It's just luxurious enough to make us feel great, but not so luxurious that we're scared to drive it. And it's right in our budget and it's great. Love it. So that was a good one. So that's kind of like same thing, right? Like car.
Yes.
Car, house. There you go. So we can get those big
ones out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, so then I tried to think back to the start of the year because we were talking about this and I feel like everything I was putting on my list was from the last like 2 months. And I'm like, okay, think back to the start of the year. Think of what you did. So naturally I thought in sales. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, what's in January? White sales. Hello. You know what I bought?
Yes.
My West Elm duvet cover. And I love that. I still love that comforter. Like the cover, I mean. It's beautiful. Still obsessed with it. Still a great purchase. So my West Elm duvet cover that I bought last year at the white sale.
That's
I'm probably going to buy something else.
So that's January, right? White sales are in January.
That's a January. Yeah. Yes. So that was my
everyone,
sort of start
start
of the year.
Start looking. It's the perfect time to buy new linens.
Oh, white sales, it's usually it's great. Third week of January, like second, third week. And it's usually West Elm has a great one. I think I got 30% off that duvet cover.
Yep. The Bay obviously has
the
great
Bay
one.
Always. Yeah. And I might go back to West Elm because I remember they had some really great, and I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but like throw pillows for your bed. I remember these ones were just, you could just like chop them and they just like flowed perfectly on the bed. Mine just feel like stiff. Mine are from like, I don't know, HomeSense or something, and they have a cover on them. These ones just feel more luxe. So I just want to luxe it up.
Exactly.
Maybe pillows. I don't know. If you need a new bed, new mattress. I don't know if like the mattress places would do white sales, but I feel like everyone, like white sales are a thing. So
it's a thing. Yes. And that's a good segue for me too. This year we really invest in certain creature comforts, like same thing, like the bed. So we got these two Costco beds. I know I've talked too much about these stupid beds, but the Comfort Grand beds are awesome for the money. I don't think you could do better. We were originally going to get parachute beds and we think we like these ones possibly more. And so that was good. But we also, you know, I bought like the new West Elm frame with like the leather headboard and we invested in Pyrenex pillows, like high end down pillows and Frette linens and like just that comfort, the bed. Wasn't it so important this year? Like
so important.
Like so important.
Ridiculously so. And I have a feeling it will continue to be. So
yes.
Absolutely a good investment. That's a good one. We're kind of on theme with
each other. I'm gonna match
kind of try to theme
Okay. I'm gonna match us up.
Okay, so then I tried to think again outside of like just clothes because it's easy. I don't know. It's kind of easy. There's quite a few things I bought, but I don't tend to make I don't stray too much from like my beauty skincare routine. Mm-hmm. I don't really go too far off the mark. Like I use the same things, but a standout that I introduced this year and it has now been a staple was the CeraVe night cream.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's a hit. Yeah, that was something. So the CeraVe face wash, everyone kind of knows, but and then some of their like face, I don't know, everything I've tried, I'm like, yeah, but I've never been like bought multiples of. Mm-hmm. The thing that I have now bought, I'm on my third jar of it, is the CeraVe night cream. So it comes in like a pot, it's purple. I don't think they have more than one night cream. Honestly, it's so good and it's like $20. Like, and I've tried so much shit and I'm telling you, I wash my face with a Kiehl's moisturizer. Kiehl's face wash. or the CeraVe one, mostly Kiehl's. I use the Beauty Bomb from Clinique to take off my makeup. Mm-hmm. Then I use that Kiehl's face wash. And then I use either, I use the Thayer's Natural Toner, or I use the glow one, the Pixie Glow one from Shoppers. Love that. It's like an exfoliator one.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. And then I use one of the ordinary serums, usually the glycolic acid one or the Buffet. And then I put that night cream on, and that's all. I know it sounds like a lot, but that's four steps. Like, you're fine. You can do that. And yeah, CeraVe night cream. That has been, not many things get like a permanent place in my beauty routine.
Especially beauty, skincare. Right? You like to try new things. And I was always like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to pair us up. I was always like this, and I have hardly ever bought repeat stuff in my life until this year. And that has been Paula's Choice Vitamin C serum for the morning and my retinol 1% at night. I have done it religiously for the whole year. This is new in 2021. I don't think my skin has ever looked better. I just sent you a text of another product. Look at my skin in that. Honest to God, like, I feel like it's better than it ever has been for like 10 years.
What? And what? Oh my God. What product is this?
Okay. So listen to this. This is a new discovery. I love watching makeup things on YouTube. And this one person that I follow was talking about like her beauty hits of 2021. And one was Dollar General. It's a dollar store here. It's like Dollarama. And they have their own line that's kind of like a cult thing. It's called Believe. And they have a radiance primer. And it is like golden sunlight, rays of light that hit your skin. So I mix together my CeraVe lotion, this radiance primer, and some of my tinted SPF moisturizer. And that is the result. Seriously, Sarah, it's magical. So that was my, that's a
my
hit.
Oh my God.
Big hit from
there. Love that. Okay. That's it. And I cannot wait till I come down there. I want to try Jones Road, right? Is that the Bobby Brown?
Yes, but you'll have to order it here while you're here.
No, I know. It's okay. I'll order it and get it like while I'm there. And then Glossier, I want to order a couple things and pick them up while I'm down at your house. I'm going to order them at your house and then just like have them when I get there. Ugh. And then I think I might try the Paula's Choice stuff.
It's so good, Sarah. And I like, it's just kind of like a steady favorite of mine. And I really believe that you need to use the same product for a little while to see some results. That's why I'm glad that you've done the CeraVe, you know what I mean, for like several bottles.
Oh,
now you're really seeing peak results.
Yeah. My skin feels like soft. And honestly, when it's minus 35 and like my skin can still like hold it together.
Yes.
Like, and this is it was cold, like super cold leading up to this. So dry. My house is 16% humidity. I have a nosebleed literally every single day, and my skin stays moisturized.
Okay, actually,
I know this humidifier that you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
So I have to tell you. Okay, yeah, this wasn't actually. We're not 100% sure about the humidifier. It's just 2 days in. No, we love it, but it's only 2 days in, right? So I want to wait until it's a best of the year.
Okay.
But this is something I just got. It's called the Canopy Humidifier, and it's like super bougie, and it's so gorgeous, and it doesn't even create a mist. It just pumps out humidified air with no mist, and you put these like discs, these clay discs on it, and it diffuses these beautiful scents that they sent us, like four different scents, and they're beautiful, like unbelievable. And it's supposed to just like radiate your skin and everything. Like, it's supposed to be such a good quality mist. So Canopy, it's awesome. And I almost think, Sarah, maybe you should buy one and get it shipped here, because if you need a humidifier, especially in Calgary, like, it's so dry.
So it's funny that you say this, because I was actually looking at this thing today, and I was like, oh, man, I need a new humidifier. It's so dry. It's seriously 17% humidity in my bedroom. A normal house should be at 40. 17. A normal house should be at 40. Like 40 is a baseline, and mine's at 17%. It is so dry.
No.
It's crazy.
It's not even good for your shoes.
No.
It's not even good for your shoes.
I know. And all of mine just like, the thing is like the water's so hard here. So when you have a humidifier, it just shoots like white dust particles everywhere. I'm like, I need to get filtered water. Anyways, I went to order this thing though, and it was $30 shipping into Canada, $30 US shipping
the Canopy?
Into Canada. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not good. But it does come, it's filtered and UV ray, purified. So it's a good one, but $30 shipping. And then with the exchange, it's too expensive. That's too much.
It would have been $180 USD.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Yeah, so, and I want to, so it's funny that you're saying this because I was like, okay, I want to hear, so I'll wait. The jury's still out for you guys. So give it like another month. And if you're happy with it, yeah, then I'll order one and then I'll bring it back with me.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to have to just bring like an empty suitcase. Like I will check two bags. So. I do not care.
Yeah. We'll just, or we can go find you like a big suitcase here somewhere at the Dollar, at Dollar General. Once we're buying all the Radiance primers for you. Yes. Okay, moving on. What else is on your list?
I can't remember if I discovered this at the end of 2020 or into 2021. I truly can't remember. So I'm just going to put it on 2021. Another beauty standout for me was the Chanel Privé, like the night perfume. It was honestly brings me so much joy. It's so beautiful. It smells so good.
So I can't remember when you bought that. So yes, it might have been 20.
I can't remember either.
Oh God. It was definitely a redemption event, right? So
yeah, so it could have been. But then again, it could have been very end of 20. Yeah. Anyways, I had to put on the list because it still just brings me so much joy and I love it so much. So those are my two beauty ones. Yeah.
And that is the paperware king of the world is fragrance. You can invest in a good fragrance, and when you break it down and the amount of joy you get from that, it's a year, daily for a year or whatever. Absolutely. It is. Get it. Actually, I have a very low pay-per-year choice.
Ooh.
These Jo Malone Zara fragrances, now I have invested in. Now they have a city line, and it's like Madrid, Shanghai, Dubai.
Oh my God.
All these ones. It's eight. It's all done by Jo Malone. $25 for the set of little ones. Like they're 4 mils each, but you get to try it all. The Discovery set. They are so good, Sarah.
Okay. I feel like you've mentioned them a couple times on the pod. Yeah.
I bought the first one, the Emotions line. And that was all like Bluebell and this and that. Now I have this one and it's so good. And now we've burnt like three of the candles and they last forever and they cast the most beautiful scent. Like right now I have this like orange blossom candle that they made and it's literally like smells like a $50 candle and it's
$15. I never see these in the store.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's hard to see. You have to go and really look like if it's there. But when you're here, they'll have everything. Like they have the whole big fragrance section in the Zara here.
Crazy. Okay, I'll go again. But yeah, I'm gonna Zara fragrance
and you
this.
Can yes, yeah. Very good. Okay.
Okay. Love that. I'm gonna creep around a little bit this week.
Creep around. Shop. Yeah.
Okay. These are good. These are really good. I'm trying to keep it to like a couple more. Okay, so another standout was my linen suit. Loved that so much. That Frank & Oak linen suit that I bought earlier this year. So great. Oh, the pieces so separately, together. I brought that to Mexico. I wore the shorts.
You got a lot of wear out of that.
Yeah, yes. Such a good piece. Makes me so happy. Easy. Yeah, it stands out as like sort of an outfit.
You should look to see if they do another one. Like, I wonder if that's like an archival thing. Like they'll bring it out in just different fabric or like a different color or something like that. Get it again and get it just like in, I don't know, but
black.
You have it in white black?
I have it like a whitey beige color. Yeah. Oh, I'd get it in any color. It's so good.
So beautiful.
Yeah. I regret earlier in the season. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I don't know why I didn't do it. Back in October, this is the thing. I was like, well, I don't have anywhere to wear this. Now, might be going to an office in the new year, and I'm regretting this. I should have bought a suit. Like, Zara had so much suiting. Like, Zara had literally a whole women's page dedicated to suiting. They had beautiful red suits. They had green suits. They had it all. And now it's a Zara sale. It's all picked over, and it's all shit. And they're moving into spring, so all the suits are gone. It was everything for fall.
Oh, yes. See,
like, how stupid was I?
You went against your new motto.
I know.
You went against
your new
motto.
I'll never do it again.
No, don't do it again. Don't do it
again. Buy the things. So, and yeah.
That's it. That's kind of like the fashion choices that I had from last year. I just bought what I thought looked so good. Like I bought this Peanuts collaboration, LL Bean sweatshirt and shirt. Cause I love Snoopy and I love Peanuts and they're having a moment right now. Like all like Sandro has a collaboration. Like all these people are doing collaborations and I'm like all over it. So I got that. I also invested in, you know how I just like have a preppy thing. So I built like a prep look in my head, and I just bought every piece. I bought the new or a new Brooks Brothers blazer with brass buttons, and I got like, yes, but this was in Calgary still. You never saw that.
I never saw that.
It's so nice. And then I got like perfectly fitted, like proper shirts from Brooks Brothers, like in pink and light blue in white and light blue that we love. And then I bought like those tasseled loafers from Doc Martens. Like, that's kind of like my look, and I constructed it, and I got like what I could get, you know, like a good quality of what I could afford and everything. And and even those Oliver Peoples glasses with the clip-on shade. Remember we did the unboxing together on Instagram? Like that, you know what I mean? So I did that, and it was a good example of, okay, I'm not going to wear this like right now, but I know I will wear this forever, and I'm going to just drop it now. And this is it. So that was my fashion stuff.
This is like our theme of 2021, eh?
It really is. And I think we should do like our 2022 like resolutions episode should all be about like what's going to spark joy for us, and what can we buy to bridge the path to that joy.
Yes. Like the thing they absolutely tell you not to do, to buy things to make you happy, to make you
fulfill your
life. I
know. When I was saying it, it sounded wrong. But
no, it doesn't sound wrong. Yeah, I hear it. It's our credo. I like it. I want it. So I don't care. Yeah. Yes. No, I love it. I love it. Okay. This is good. I love this. Okay. I have two more.
Okay.
You could do more though. No, no. Everyone will be happy if you do more. But okay.
No. I can do two more.
We're getting closer to like the year. We're moving through the year now. So I bought, do you remember... I guess it was like maybe 2 months ago now, during Bay Days, I bought the Sam Edelman Laguna boots, those high Chelsea, thick lug sole. They were so hard to find all over the internet. Could not find them, stock them. They came back in stock during Bay Days, $75 off size, just like a, you know,
unicorn sale. Yes.
Those boots, I have worn those boots, like, I am not joking you, pretty much every day since I bought them. Like, wow. Those have served me so well.
That is so good. And what's it called? The Laguna boot?
The Laguna boot by Sam Edelman. And they're, I mean, if you look at them, you'll see the high-waisted, high ankle Chelsea, like, they go up over. So they're great with, like, all the crop pants that are going on right now. I wore them with, like, a dress, which I never do stuff like that, but it worked. With my like crop jeans that are like oversized, like the cool kid jeans, like that kind of stuff. Those Laguna boots, like they have served me so well. They're so sturdy. I would say that they are way sturdier than my stupid, Blundstones. Like I feel like my Blundstones, I can't even walk on ice. Okay. Yeah, remember when I like smoked you in the face with a coffee because I was wearing those stupid boots on that walk?
I do. And I didn't go to help you. Remember when I didn't go to help you? I went to like brush off the coffee from my coat. And you understood. Like there was no bad blood. You're like, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I like smacked you in the face with a coffee in my hand, and because I'm wearing poor foot choice, like poor shoe wear, it's my own fault.
You also did wear those Sorels, those high end Sorels that you could not, literally, your feet were bleeding, yet you walked 5 miles. Like
I want those boots. I need to break those boots in. That's a 2022 resolution. Yes, I'm gonna break those boots in.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so I don't have any. I kind of rounded up all the fashion choices in the last one, but I did a big daily upgrade. Like, and speaking of coffee and your big coffee dilemma here, faux pas. We were using like a lot of pods between the two of us at the beginning, and I love my Nespresso, but we kind of like got a fancy Mocha Master, a Technivore Mocha Master.
I forgot about the Mocha Master. Yes,
and the Baratza grinder, like a good grinder, and use it every single day of our life. It sparks joy. You touch it, it's a beautiful thing, and it's great to use. And so that was one of the highlights. That's actually my number one highlight of the year.
I forgot about that because I remember early in the year I was like an actual coffee maker. Like what? How? And I know. Yeah, it became the thing. That it is such a good one. That was an early.
And that was part of February, I think.
Yeah, and that was part of your 2021, like sort of leveling up your life, upgrading all the things. And man, you have done that in a big way. That is what you predicted for 2021, and you fucking went for it.
I went for it. That's why vision boarding your shopping is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we said it. We manifested it. I love it.
And I'm going to go just buy eccentric shit that I just like. And I don't give a shit. I'm going to wear it.
You're going to find the opportunity to wear it too.
Yeah. Like,
we're going to find opportunities. It was slimmer last year, but it'll be better next year. I know.
I love that.
Okay. Did you say you had two? There's one last one.
I think I have one more. Yeah. And this one's kind of like, I don't know. This one is like underwhelms me, but I kind of did. I've been thinking about this one a lot and I was like, yeah, this one kind of works. It's clothing again. So, and I have a hard time putting a piece of clothing on the list for some reason, but this one does stick with me. So those effortless pants from Aritzia, mm-hmm. honestly, I have two pairs of them and they bring me so much joy, these pants. Whenever I put them on, I have them in white and I have them in black. I have a cropped white pair and a long black pair. And they are just the most stylish, like, trouser. They fit my body so well. They look so effortless, like, as the name would suggest. They just look so cool. I just don't know how you could go wrong in these pants. And it's probably why they're always sold out at Aritzia. They're ridiculously priced, like $150 for a pair of trousers from Aritzia. Okay. Like, it's a bit much.
But I can totally see that. At that but level, like, you love them. And it sounds like that's, like, one of their heritage things, too. Like, they'll always have that effortless pant, right?
Yeah. And they have them in, like, honestly, that. Like 20 shades. They come in so many shades. They come in cropped, regular, long. They come in different fabrics throughout the year. They have like plaid ones, plaid wool ones right now. They have linen ones. I have just the regular material. I have a cropped pair and a long pair. And honestly, they're so good. Like, I brought them to Mexico. And like, that's the thing. They're like a four season pant. I wore them.
Ooh, that's rare.
Yeah, I mean, the white cropped ones, maybe not wearing those in Calgary in the dead of winter, but honestly, I could wear like a winter white. I feel like I could probably do it. Like, you could do like a winter white in the spring for sure.
You absolutely could. I think it looks great. I've been seeing it more and more actually.
Yeah.
Lately.
Just
so
work out the shoes. It's hard in Calgary.
You know,
in February, March, in some cities, you could get away with it. In Calgary, when there's everything is just like a sheet of ice, you're not wearing like a stiletto. You're going to die outside. So I don't know. But if you live in like more of a mild city like Vancouver or Toronto,
Or if you're in the Calgary pathway system. Hey, or if you're in the Calgary pathway system, you know, that whole life in there, like you can put your shoes on when you get to work and rock it all day.
Get on with it. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Anyways, I just find it hard to put clothes on the list because I feel like making that, but no, I'm going to do it.
No, I think pants. No, big hits for sure.
Yeah.
I have a big hit that's actually a wine. I discovered my favorite wine of all time.
what? While I was
here.
I know this?
Yes. I don't know, but you're going to have some. That's for sure. When you're here.
Yeah.
So Matt and I, when we were here in August, went out for a dinner to a nicer, like, hip, trendy place that serves, like, natural wines, of course. And we ordered a bottle of a wine called Pepino. It was recommended to us for what we were ordering. And we were like, and it's one of those bottles, it's a liter, not 750 mils.
Excuse me.
Yes. And we polished that off and we were like, this is revelation. Like, it's so good. It's kind of, you know, like, slightly effervescent. Like, it's a red wine, but it's slightly effervescent.
Ooh.
Because it's natural. So I think there's a little bit of fizz in it just from, like, you know, and kind of like challenging flavor, but a little off dry. Like, it's just a touch sweeter than dry wines.
Okay.
It is so good. And you serve it a little chilled. It is so good. So we were scared that we would never find it. And our wine shop liquor store, which is the best liquor store I've ever seen in my life, it's like two blocks away from us, it's called Trevor's in Scottsdale, oh my god, has it. It's $20 a bottle. When we saw that, we were like, how can this be? It's $20 a bottle. So we have this wine all the time and it's lovely.
Oh my god.
And it's made my year so good. It's a great way to, like,
that's a good
discovery
one, Ricky.
Right? Yeah, that's
yes.
a good one. Well, what about misses? It was hard for me to find. So do you have one or two or anything?
Do you have anything?
Like, I have nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking around right now, like, hoping I can just see a miss somewhere, and I can't.
Okay. So I have a miss, and I don't know if I ever told you this, but I bought this right before Mexico. I was looking for, like, a really good rattan beach bag. Never found it, by the way. The hunt continues. But I found this one it wasn't quite rattan, but it's the, so Bays has like a classic beach tote, which is sold out everywhere and you can't get it. But then they have this like rattan beach travel tote. Mm-hmm. So I bought it and I hemmed and hawed over this thing for so long. But it was so funny. My friend Natalie came in and was like, this is so ugly. It hurts my eyes. I was like, oh my God. And she's like, I hate it so much. And so then I went back to Nordstrom to return it. And she was like, I'm embarrassed walking into the mall with you having this bag. So oh, I think we can call that a miss.
I like the honesty. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. But wait,
Sarah, when you bought that white, amazing dress, remember when you returned, like, you had all these returns and gift cards and it was like $1,000 and you bought that white dress and a whole bunch of stuff. Did you not buy a rattan bag at that time?
No.
You didn't, you weren't even flirting with it, because there was one in the store that we were looking at. Sarah, I have this memory.
Oh, it was like a little, wicker purse,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I didn't buy that. And I kind of wish I did.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. No, what I wanted, this was like a beach bag.
A beach bag.
You could
bag.
Put like, you
yes.
could put like a pillow or a pillow. You could put
like a
towel.
A mat in there or something
for.
Like that.
Yeah. I don't have like a good rattan beach bag. I don't have a good beach bag.
See, it is a good thing to have, of course, mm-hmm. but it's often something someone would buy in Mexico at like one of those little Mexican
yes.
shops with pom-poms on it and all that type
yes.
of stuff.
Yes. Steph and I saw one, weirdly enough, in a liquor store in Mexico. We left the resort like one day. Well, we left the resort like every day, but we left the resort just to go into like one morning to go to Starbucks in a liquor store. Classic. And we found these like cute little beach bags in this liquor store. And I remember thinking, and they had pom, what you literally just described. And I was like, I kind of looked at it, but I didn't get it. And I was like, should I have?
Yeah,
anyways.
There's a store like that here that I just saw. There's a few options here. So maybe you'd find it here and you'd be
yeah.
able to use it here too. So yeah, you know what? That's a fun hunt, right? Like that's
yeah.
a fun thing to hunt for.
It sucked not going down, like going down to Mexico and not having it. But
yeah.
luckily the bride gave us beach bags, gave us like canvas beach bags in
oh,
our rooms. It's like a
great.
Welcome bag.
Oh,
so
that's
that worked
so
out really
nice.
Well. Yeah. And they all had like Ola in them. And then, yeah, she did a really good job with those little welcome bags. But anyways, so that did not work out. That's your miss. Yeah, that was my miss. I think the funny,
okay.
like being super embarrassed to walk into the mall. Okay. And then I have one that I'm calling, the jury is still out on the parachute sheets. I don't know. I know you love them. I don't know if I would recommend them to someone.
Which one did you end up
okay.
with?
So here's the funny story. So this is a hard thing. So here's the whole drama. So as you guys remember a couple weeks ago when I ordered them, I ordered the wrong ones and I ordered the
Percale.
And so then Ricky was like, no, cancel it and get the brush cotton. You'll like them better. So I did. I canceled the order. They refunded the money. I got the brushed cotton ones. So the brushed cotton ones came. And then like 5 days later, the percale one showed up. And I was like, wait, what? So two sets. So I actually emailed Parachute. And I was like, should I? And I was like, no, for the karma, good shopping juju. Like, I need to go and do the right thing here. So I emailed Parachute. And I was like, hey, guys, just so you know, like told them the whole thing. Do you want me to send these percale ones back? And they're like, no, it's our mistake. You keep them, enjoy
oh,
them. And
okay.
I was like,
oh my God.
Okay. Oh my God.
Great.
Okay. So here's the thing though. Like, I feel like the brush cotton ones are definitely a little bit nicer than the percale ones. The thing I hate about them is that they're so wrinkled. Like, I feel like I have to iron them. And I'm like, I am not prepared to iron
the brush cotton.
Okay, the brush cotton ones are a little bit less than the percale. The percale are so
wrinkled. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, okay, here's a tip and trick from me. And I like a smooth, awesome sheet. Just put them on your bed, just slightly damp, just off dry,
oh.
and smooth them out with your hands. And that'll probably do the trick. Yeah, just
yeah,
slightly damp and let them dry on the bed.
So dry in Calgary, it'll dry instantly.
Yeah, they'll dry instantly. Like, you know what I mean? Put them like damp dry and just smooth them out, taut on the bed, and it'll be like they're ironed.
Okay.
Try that trip at trick.
Yeah, I'll see if it works.
Yeah.
And so
you might like them better.
Yeah. So I had the brush cotton ones on. put the percale, like took them off, washed them, put the percale ones on, and I have the brush cotton ones ready to go back on the bed for like tomorrow. I was gonna switch mm-hmm. them out, and so we'll see. I'm thinking maybe they'll get a little bit nicer with wear.
They do.
And you, so the thing with parachuters, you have 60 days to return, but like now I feel like I can't return them because, like, and that's the thing. I got them on sale. $300, but really I got two sets. So it's like $150 is what I would pay for them. You know what I mean?
Here's
so,
something yeah. that right now with like how sheets have exploded, I think expectations are so high on sheets. Yeah. I think like percale, I mean the parachute is legit one of the highest quality sheets. And like yeah. you could try another brand and they would still be wrinkly probably. And you know what I mean? Like it's not yeah. like might not be as life-changing as you were hoping. That's what my fear is.
I know. I just wanted them to be like a little bit softer. I really like get that. Soft. But anyways, you know what? We'll see. Like I said, the jury's still out. So I haven't. They haven't been a miss. They're on the like.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Weird. Sorry. One more miss. I have to mention in this last couple minutes. I have murdered every single plant that. Okay. So you gave me, guys. Ricky gave me 7 plants. Two are still standing.
Okay. Hey.
The Christmas cactus and the massive spider plant. Like, I don't even know how I would have killed that spider plant.
No.
And can't the Christmas cactus, it's looking a little rough. I do not understand. I haven't watered it in like 2 weeks, like you told me to. And I'm like, what is happening?
Okay.
That beautiful plant that you guys gave me, the big one that was like, it was flowered, it was really big on one side and it wasn't on the other.
Yes.
That thing, like, literally, it's dead. Like it was dead. Yeah. Another plant, I touched it and it like fell apart. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm serious. It like crumbled.
I feel like I'm like that with plants too. So don't even worry about it. Just you'll find the plant that lasts for you. And then you become so attached to it like a child.
I know. And then I have your spider plant, but it kind of scares me a little bit because it's getting so big and it's creeping around. I'm afraid I'm going to wake up and that thing's going to be like in my room wrapped around my neck trying to kill me.
So
the other day I hacked one of the leaves off just to like establish my dominance over it, just to tell it, just to remind it.
I know, just to kind of give it a good spanking and like,
yeah,
a dominate, yeah, to be dominant. I know.
I had to tell it. Like, I feel like it's going to come and kill me.
We had a plant like that. That was like, we would yell at it and we'd be mad at it and it still would thrive. Like, you're supposed to talk to plants, but we were screaming at it.
I know. I've been
trying.
Christmas cactus, I was like, I'm sorry. I know you've seen all of your siblings die in this house, but I promise I won't kill you. Just tell me what you need.
It wasn't blooming at Christmas, was it?
Oh, it bloomed. It bloomed in like November. Oh, I did that's see good. It. Maybe yeah, it's just but kinda, it didn't. Yeah. I don't know. I can't believe. Anyways, I'm trying so hard, but that's another fail. But I'm gonna keep going. We'll see what plants I'll murder in 2022.
Give it a water now. 2 weeks, you're good. Now give it a little water. Yeah.
Okay.
Once a week, give it a 2 cups of water.
Okay. 2 cups. That
One
much
cup
water?
Of water. 1 cup of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Anyways, okay, well, I think that's enough hits and misses. That's a good recap
that was
of 2021.
So fun, 2021. Well, you know, and it was the year of consumerists. We did like 30 episodes. So you know
we
what?
We did. That's we went on walks.
Nuts.
We did so
we
many
did
walks.
So many walks. We did so much friend time. We had like an epic like movie goodbye. Like we
reunited
and now to be reunited soon again. It'll be good.
Oh my God.
Maybe we should do a special episode from Scottsdale.
We are 100% going
to
record
we have
from Scottsdale.
To, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
yes.
We should almost like record from Fashion Square. Remember when we were going to record from Ground Zero at West Edmonton Mall?
Oh yeah, where it all started.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? Until next time.
Happy shopping.
Bye.
Bye.